This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
It's not just tech companies or big companies or profit-making companies who are likely to be affected by the travel ban. When we were in Erie, Pennsylvania a couple of weeks ago for our series that's called The Big Promise, a look at how President Trump promises are going to play out over the next year, we talked to a woman named Delana Jackson. She runs the International Institute there. It is a refugee resettlement agency. Delana, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, same to you.
What was your first thought Friday when you heard this news?
Disappointment. A really big disappointment. A lot of sadness.
Tell me about what the folks in your office, the folks who come to you for services, what are they saying?
A lot of the same thing. I mean, just sadness, confusion. They believe in the American system. And, I think this was a huge disappointment to them.
So. What did you spend your weekend doing?
Saturday was a bunch of phone calls, reporters, a conference call, talking with some staff members and community members. And then Sunday was a rally. We had a rally here in Erie, which was well attended. And it was actually a pick-me-up after a very long week. So
do you have a plan now?
Well, we have a plan. We're still going to be here. So that's not going to change. But we're going to look a little different. And we're trying to figure out, I think everyone is trying to figure out what all of this means.
Yeah. When you say you're going to look a little different, I mean, this is going to sound way more callous than I mean, but this is a business model dilemma for you.
It is. Yeah. I mean, a nonprofit is still a business and we still have to operate with a positive bottom line. So
what are you going to do? I mean, if this is now the foreseeable future, at least 4 months worth of this executive order being in effect, what are you going to do?
Well, I think that's a conversation I've been having with folks at our headquarters, and it's a negative impact on a local economy that really needs people employed.
Yeah, well, remind me, give me a sense of the importance of the refugee population to the folks and the businesses in Erie.
Yeah, so, we estimate there's roughly about 20,000, refugee and immigrant individuals here in town. You're talking, roughly 150 people employed, 150, 200, So, that's going to change the landscape of the city. It's going to change the diversity here. We're just waiting to see how that changes.
Have you heard from businesses in town yet?
We've heard from businesses, landlords, our supporters. Like I said, Erie's a great town. I couldn't be happier with the support that we've seen. So,
yeah, you mentioned landlords. So this goes to the housing that you find for these folks and obviously the business receipts for the landlords, too.
Yep, all of that.
I know you said you had to pick me up on Sunday. You sound a little down.
Well, it's a little hard to walk into an office of clients and staff and, put on that face that everything's okay.
Delana Jackson at the International Institute of Erie, Pennsylvania. Talk to you again soon, all right?
Yep, thanks.
We talked to a bunch of people while we were in Erie, nonprofits and for-profits, workers and bosses as well. Kerry Quigley is the president of Sterling Technologies. It's a rotational molding plastics manufacturer, and that's a phrase I learned when I was out there. He had said right before Inauguration Day, he was pretty excited at the prospects of a Trump presidency. So after last week, we called him up to see how he is feeling now. Kerry, thanks for coming back on.
Nice to talk to you.
First of all, how you feeling now? We talked to you, 10 days, 2 weeks ago, maybe? You were feeling pretty good about the incoming administration. How do you stand now?
We're still pretty excited about it. Some of the previous predecessors, they talked about change. We feel excited. We feel like President Trump's in place, and we're starting to see change.
Have to ask you about his immigration policy announcement this past Friday. Dependent as you are on refugee and immigrant labor, which we talked about while we were there, how much of a problem is that going to be for you, do you think?
Well, it's very interesting. We have to be somewhat concerned. We have approximately 25% of our workforce right now are immigrants. Now, some of those people have been with us for 6 years now, and they've certainly done a great job. But a lot of the workforce that is fueling that workforce for us, that unskilled labor, in our area, it is an immigrant workforce. So there is some concern there.
What do you see? What do you hear when you get out and you walk around the shop floor? I mean, it's super loud out there. We were out there when we were in Erie, but what are you hearing people say?
You know, I don't hear too much concern out there right now. You know, everybody's working away. We do buy some components from the Pacific Rim that go into some of the products we manufacture. There's been talk about that. If people are worried, if that goes away, if we start to lose a strategic advantage or a purchasing advantage that's going into our product line.
You mean with exports and trade protectionism and all that?
Correct.
Yeah, so you're willing to deal with that with the hope that other areas of what the Trump administration is going to do are going to be positive for you?
I think we are, because I think it still levels the playing field. So, we're willing to accept the change. I think certainly everybody recognizes if we want to make America great again, then we've got to have manufacturing. So, and that's the business we're in. I think if we were able to make it through the past 8 years, maybe the next 8 years can get even better.
What are the next 6 months looking like for you?
Well, we're busy. Backlog still looks good. We've got some expansion that we're working with. So next 6 months for us right now looks pretty decent. You know, we're excited to hopefully maybe see some change with what's going on with the Affordable Care Act, maybe how mm-hmm. that will work its way with the business.
You talked about the Affordable Care Act when we were out there and how that's a big issue for you and how you're going to have to look at your budget for next year. Are you troubled at all that there seems to me some starting and stopping from the Republicans on what exactly they're going to be able to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we're worried about every year until, I guess, we get to the finish line. I mean, certainly, yeah, I think it is something we're concerned about because it's got such a heavy-weighted cost to what it can do to us as a small company.
Yeah, and it's possible your workers would have to bear more of the load.
Right.
Right. Kerry Quigley, president of Sterling Technologies out there in Erie County, Pennsylvania. Kerry, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
Take care.